All right, if you have your Bibles with you, or if you'd like to follow along, we're going to read from Luke chapter 2. We're going to read the Christmas story and just share a few words with you. We even want to stay in that theme of go and tell the world. And so that's what we are talking to you about today. Luke chapter 2, the Christmas story. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. And suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those whom God has pleased." And when the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in a manger. And after seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for the reminder of your word that, Lord, we saw through our children this morning. Lord, as they stood around this manger scene to remind us of your birth. So, Lord, as we look at your birth here this morning and the message of Christmas, the message to go and tell the world, we pray that, Lord, you would just guide us and direct us as we look to your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. We want to continue on that theme of go and tell the story of Jesus. And this is a story that is so important for the whole world to know. And it goes back to the prophecies of the Old Testament and to that very first Christmas morning when Jesus was born. The story of Jesus is a story that is to be shared. And as followers of Christ and as people who have experienced Christ, we certainly need to be out there sharing the story of Jesus. Much like that song that the kids were singing and that we sang earlier on as well, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. And that's a message that needs to be shouted out on the mountain, shouted out on the rooftops for everybody to hear. You know, we sometimes think in our day and age that everybody has heard about Jesus. But the reality is that not everybody has heard. There are many people that have never heard about Jesus. There's many people that don't even know what a Bible is. And so we have a job to do to go out into our world and tell the story of Jesus. And so that's, as we come to this Christmas time, it kind of makes that sharing that story a little bit easier. Because people are a little bit more open to hear the story of Jesus. And so I want to encourage you, take those opportunities. And I believe that God has given us more and more opportunities that we might share the story of Jesus and it's becoming an easier story to tell because more and more people are being receptive to that message. And so I just want to encourage you, you know, tell the story about Jesus. Tell the story of Christmas, that Jesus really is the reason for the season. I like using one Bible verse out of the Bible to talk about the Christmas story. And I'm not going to preach on this verse, but just to let you have a verse that you can be ready for that talks about the Christmas story. It comes down to that little verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life. And that really is the Christmas story in a very short verse of Scripture. And of course, as you tell people about that, love is a very important part of Christmas. And that God loves you. God cares about you. God cares about each and every person. He realizes that we've all sinned, that we've all fallen short. We all deserve judgment. We all deserve hell. But he didn't want that to happen for all of us. He didn't want us to reap the consequences of our sin. He didn't want us to join the devil and his angels in hell. But God loved us enough to provide a way that we can be saved from destruction and enjoy eternal life with him in heaven. That's what love did. Love doesn't treat us as our sins deserve. And as we say, you know, the Bible says, we're all in the same boat. We've all fallen short, no matter how good or how bad we may have lived our lives. The reality is we still have fallen short. And so God made a way through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as we talk about that message, it should be a message, you know, that brings great excitement in our hearts as our Savior was born. And we see that there was a lot of excitement that took place. We have the angels rejoicing, the angels breaking out of the skies rejoicing. We have shepherds that are rejoicing. We have wise men from various parts of the world that had came to worship him. It was a very great time of excitement, so exciting that even the universe responded and how the stars lined up to shine upon Bethlehem, the birth of Jesus. And it also was a message that as it came, the Lord was showing us it was a message for those who are rich, those who are poor. It was a message for all of society. But we still have, you know, that message to declare that everyone might know, that every tribe, every tongue, every nation would know that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. And so as we come at this Christmas season, I just want to encourage you to do that, to continue to speak out that story, to tell others about Jesus Christ, to tell others the Christmas story, because it really is an important message. It's a message our world needs to hear and is waiting to hear. So we're just going to look at this story. Just want to refer to a few things that you'll get from this story that we might be inspired to continue to tell the story of Jesus. So first of all, as we look at this story, we see the message of Gabriel, the great angel, great Gabriel, who stood in the very presence of God. And that's quite interesting, that with this message that the Savior was to be born, right from God's throne, an angel was sent to tell the story of Jesus. Now, you'll notice in the Bible, you don't see very many names of angels that are mentioned. Really just Gabriel and Michael. And so when a name is mentioned, I think it kind of tells us something important has happened. Something important is going to be taking place, and you need to pay attention. Gabriel was a very high-ranking angel as he stood in the presence of the God of heaven. And so the message that he was to give was a message that was to be taken seriously. Luke chapter 1, 19, we see that message as he's speaking to Zechariah. And the angel said, I am Gabriel. I stand in the very presence of God. It was he who sent me to bring you this good news. Now, as we look at that first appearance of Gabriel in the Bible in Luke chapter 1 and see his story, we see that he was first sent to proclaim the birth of John the Baptist to Zechariah the high priest. For John the Baptist was to be a forerunner to the coming of Christ. So Gabriel was sent to get the world ready, to get people ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that was an important message. And we see that way when an angel brings a message from heaven, from the very throne room, it needs to be respected. And here is Zechariah, the high priest, and we see that he's not really sure that this message can really happen through him and his wife because of their age. And because of that, he doubted. We see that as a judgment, he was not allowed, he could not speak until after John the Baptist was born. So it kind of tells you here that you need to be listening to this message that Gabriel has brought about the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then from there, Gabriel goes on another mission. And this mission is to Mary and to tell her that she was to be chosen to be the mother of the Savior that would bear the very Son of God through a miraculous birth. We see that part of the story in Luke 1, 31, 33. It says, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He'll be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." The Bible says that Mary wondered about these things. She wondered in her heart, how could this happen being a virgin? But she believed the message that Gabriel had given. She probably also realized a lot of the people then were expecting the Messiah to come. And so they knew the scriptures that did declare and prophesied earlier that a baby would be born of a virgin that would bear God's son. And so we see that Mary responded to that. And I like her response. You find it in Luke chapter 1, 38. Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. And I think that's a great way for us to respond of any encounter that we have with God, or when God is speaking something into our lives, that we would respond and say, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, may what you say come true. I am your servant. I am willing to fulfill what you're asking me and what you're prophesying for me to do." So I think that's a great way to respond to any encounter that we have from the Lord. Now, this message from one of the top angels of heaven signifies again how important the message of Jesus really is. That right from the throne room of heaven, an angel was sent to tell the story of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that's something to remember, that even the angels of heaven were to go and tell the story. And then secondly, we come to the message of the angels, the plural part, as other angels also got involved with going and telling the story. Kind of makes me wonder what was going on at heaven at the time with such excitement that, No, don't just pick one person. Pick me. And all the other angels got involved to tell this story. And we see that, first of all, there's an appearance by an angel. Doesn't tell us if it was Gabriel or not. I think probably it was, but not sure. We're not given his name here. But it says an angel appeared before some shepherds that were guarding their sheep at night. And it tells us that they were quite startled by this appearance, and there's a lot of fear that came when they realized that this was an angel of God that was in their very midst. And when you think about it, if you're out in the wilderness, they don't have street lights like we do today, and you're out in pitch darkness, and all of a sudden there's a person standing there, and the glory from being in the presence of God is so bright that it lights up the whole area, I think all of us would be a little bit on the startled side. Maybe even a little bit afraid until we figured out what is going on. But it was an angel that came to these lowly shepherds. And they had a message. He had a message to declare. And we see that in Luke chapter 2, 10 to 12. And the angel reassured them, "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." And again, the angel was sent with a message. Go and tell the story of Jesus. And he went to these lowly shepherds that many people in society at that time looked down upon them. And the Lord's just basically showing us that he accepts all people. Doesn't matter our status in life. He respects all people. And this message that of Jesus, it is a good message. And matter of fact, it is called good news. And that's why some of you hear, what's the good news? It's that Jesus Christ has come into our world as our Savior. And you know, that's a wonderful thing. He loves us all. God so loved the world that he sent his Jesus. And so as we open up our hearts to him, and we accept him, and we receive him, we believe the report that was told to us that yes, Jesus is the very Son of God, the very Savior for all the world. And as you open up your hearts to him, you're going to find a joy and a peace that is far greater than anything that this world can offer. And friends, we need to remember that this message is for everybody. Doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, or if you're in between, doesn't matter what class you might consider yourself, whether you consider yourself important or not, the message is for everyone. Rich, poor, privileged, underprivileged, the gospel is for everyone. And we see that through the story of the shepherds, where the message was declared to them. We see that in the story of the wise men, from wealthy individuals from various other countries. So it's a message that's to be shared to everybody. And that's what this angel did. And as we read a little bit further, we suddenly see there's other angels involved. And they began to tell the story as well. And to me, there must have been such excitement in heaven that everyone in heaven wanted to be a part of telling the story of Jesus. And we see that in Luke 2, verses 13 and 14. "And suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those whom God is pleased.'" So the coming of Jesus brought such excitement in heaven that they themselves could not control themselves, that they wanted to be a part of this proclamation to go out and tell people of the birth of Jesus. And when you think about that, if the angels of heaven were so excited about the story of Jesus and the coming of Jesus, how much more should we, as the recipients of that story, that Jesus has come and that he's promised us eternity, he has died for our sins, and that we have a wonderful place in heaven being prepared for us, how much more should we be excited to tell the story of Jesus? I think sometimes we need to kind of give ourselves another little boost in our lives, because sometimes we can lose that excitement. You know, well, we've had Christmas celebrations, you know, so many times, and oh, well, it's not a big deal anymore. It needs to be a big deal. If the angels of heaven responded on that day, so do we need to respond with excitement and to go and tell the world. And then lastly, we come to the message of the shepherds. And as we read in this account of the Christmas story, we see that the shepherds received the message about Jesus. And as they heard that message, they hurried off to see the promised Savior, where he was born. And again, there must have been quite the impact of seeing Jesus as a baby. And the fact of the angelic appearance as well, the Bible says that the shepherds couldn't help themselves but to tell everybody that they saw the story of Jesus. Luke chapter 2, 17 to 18 talks about that. After seeing him, after seeing Jesus, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. And all who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. So coming to Jesus and experience faith in him really should have an impact in our lives that we would want to tell everyone else about Jesus as well. Just like the shepherds did. When we encounter Christ for ourselves, when we open up our hearts to him and we welcome him into our lives, when we ask Jesus to come into our lives and to forgive us of our sins, when we profess our faith that we say, yes, I believe in Jesus Christ. Yes, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. As we experience that, there should be an excitement in us that we want to continue to share. Not just when it first happens, when you first come to Christ, but every day, we should be excited to share the story at every opportunity that we have to tell people about Jesus. Now, I realize that sometimes our excitement can wane a little bit, but I see in this story how the shepherds kept that excitement in their lives. It tells us in Luke chapter 2:20, it said, the shepherds went back to their flocks. What did they do? Glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. I think that excitement carried on with these shepherds because they did something that we need to do as well. We need to come to that place where we praise him, where we give glory to him, where we come to a place just like this, and we come into a building like this, and we start to praise him. We start to exalt the God of heaven. And as we do that, you know what that does? It helps create an excitement in us to talk more about Jesus. It's an excitement that begins to burn inside of us. Friends, it really is important that we come together when we can and to get together and to worship the Lord together because there's an excitement that spreads. Even when we share our stories with one another. And today, as we have this meal and you have an opportunity to get to know some of the people that are sitting at your table, tell them your story. Tell them your story. You know, a few weeks ago, we had a few testimonies that were given here from just people in our church. And because of those testimonies, there's an individual that came forward and said, I want to receive Jesus today. Your story can make a difference. And so the shepherds, as they experienced the angels, as they experienced Christ for themselves, they left there and they began to go and tell the story wherever they went to tell them about Jesus. So as we look at this Christmas story, first of all, I think we need to understand that it is an important story. And I know that in our today's society, you know, we're trying to lessen that story and make up some foolish stories and get people to believe in some foolish stories instead of the real story. So really, it's up to you and I that we might go out into our world and tell them the real story of Christmas and the real story of Jesus. It's important, you know, that we recognize as well the pattern that we see in the Christmas story. And that pattern is pretty clear that shows us we're to go and tell. We're not just to sit there and enjoy the story for ourselves and apply the story to ourselves. Those are good things. But we're also to go out and tell the world the story of Jesus. Go out into the mountaintops. Go out onto the hills. Go out into wherever there's an opportunity that we might share the message of Jesus. You know, friends, and as we do that, I hope you've noticed that there is a new openness that is out there. Yes, we see lots of evil in our world, but I also see a lot of openness that people are opening up their hearts to hear the story of Jesus. They're tired of all the other stories that they're hearing. They want to hear the truth. And our Lord and Savior, he is the life. He is the truth. He is the only way to heaven. And so as you go out there, maybe take that John 3:16 with you as well. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone, the whosoever's, who would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. It's the greatest story that we can tell. So may we go out and may we tell the story. Amen. Amen.